This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Shout out to Claritin for sponsoring this episode and providing us with samples. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but if you are, allergies can wreck almost anything when they're happening. I have allergies all the time in like the spring, you know, whenever there's allergies around, and I use this, you should also use it too. It's as simple as that. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and, that's right, and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. All of those things I just said, it's like a cocktail for the worst thing you can imagine, but not being able to breathe, or that I'll get that thing where I go to sleep and then I wake up and I can breathe through one side of my face, but not the other. It's one of the worst feelings. And then when you blow your nose, you just can't because it feels like something's going to explode in there. That's where Claritin D is going to come in and help. So if you are ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that started the podcast so Sean couldn't retort when I said I sing as good as Steve Winwood.
Do it again.
Think about
Not
it.
Not even fucking close.
Can I say,
No, you can't, David.
I think you like it when the chorus comes in and there's the choir.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Take me higher,
no.
And he's like, what I like.
No, I think he's an amazing.
Give me a higher love. Whoa,
just as good.
Cancel.
Yeah.
Just
not even
good.
Close. Yeah.
No.
That was
no.
just
as good.
Assholes.
Think about it.
Oh. You say that he's a top five male vocalist.
That's not what I said.
I said top five white male vocalist last night
as we were preparing for this podcast.
When we were doing our research last night.
Preparations.
Yeah, we were doing some field.
Because
we were in the field. Whatever.
You can't record this topic without being hungover. We found out last time we did it.
So we researched heavily last night.
Sean qualified the Steve Winwood come up by saying top five white male vocalists.
I stood up
and opened the door when I said white.
Never done.
Which is a running list that none of us had in our own heads.
No one has it in their heads. That's no list. Nowhere. Who's compiling that fucking list? No one.
White men.
Yeah. Fucking. I said white. And then you tried to pump it like you would always say.
I was pretty researched at that time. So,
yeah. Pretty researched.
You were deep in your bachelor.
You and Regis Philbin went back through the books.
You were up to your Dewey and decimal indexes.
I had been researching for a few hours at that point.
And then this morning you said Steve Winwood, better male vocalist than Frank Sinatra.
I'd stick by it.
Better
Here
voice.
I am. Here I am just starting my research for the day, and I was still saying
somebody just crashed a car.
Yeah.
Because of your
he
actions.
Is.
Because of
a
your
better
white
singer than Frank
crossed
Sinatra.
Actions.
White man.
Think about it.
No, he's not.
He is too.
A lot more goes into being a good singer than just like the sonic quality
right.
of a voice.
That's right.
It's not just
about,
breath
though.
Control.
My favorite
man.
Singers are not probably by technical standards great singers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fred Durst.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't even call him a singer.
Smash
My
Mouth
favorite
guy.
Singers more of an icon. Are by technical standards better than Steve Winwood.
Oh, absolutely.
Though. That might be because some of them are black.
Well, we can all agree that the best singer in the world
He's
is
not
an
saying
Asian
anything about
by
them.
The name of Mike Shinoda. We can all agree.
Fort Minor.
Yeah. 100% reason to remember the name.
Yeah.
20%.
5% pleasure.
Yeah.
20%
break
pain.
Break down Steve Winwood's voice 100% in percentages.
Dank. Yeah, in percentages.
100% dank, another 100% white.
What percentage reason to remember the name? 40% British, 60% Irish. 10% Cherokee, but that's probably made up. It's probably made up.
Just says ancestry.com.
3% Scandinavian.
50% Ashkenazi.
I'm sure you can sing just as well as Steve Winwood, dude.
Try.
Give us a think about it.
Think about it.
But like say it with your chest.
Yeah. Diaphragm.
Think about it.
Push Stop that, it, David.
Push shit out.
Cancel. David slapped me again.
I tried to do the hustle.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you saw Hustle and Flow when he like made it say.
Here for a peel. Yeah.
Push that shit out.
Your neck. Do your neck. Your neck was doing the thing.
Peel.
Everybody knows what the thing is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like it when you sing it so hard it almost sounds like you're saying pamp.
Pamp. Pants.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Dude, I posted a picture of the tight cross on Instagram yesterday while we were recording.
Sure.
I could, it's exactly what you look like right now.
It's the same cross.
For like 60 people commented on how tight the cross was.
Yeah, it's like a waterproof. It's like waterproof. Yeah.
It looks like you covered that thing in Thompson's water seal.
Absolutely.
That's how tight it is.
That tight cross has been keeping the nation of Denmark high and dry for years.
Sovereign.
Huh?
Sovereign.
Sovereign. Sean Jordan in the crib.
I am.
Seanus Jordan on Twitter.
Guilty.
Sean Patrick Jordan in real life.
Guilty.
Sean Cougar Mel Jordan on Instagram.
Guilty.
Sean Sane Clown Posse at that real Insane life. Clown Posse concert that's coming to LA.
Fiance? They made their own,
One person calls you fiance.
Fiance Knowles over here, dude.
Sean Sane Clown Fiance?
Oh, fiance? Something like that.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll workshop it. Put it on the whiteboard, though.
It'll be you.
Put it on the top five whiteboard.
I'll put it on the dartboard and make a decision.
Top five whiteboard.
That is the craziest thing.
He's not a better singer than Smokey Robinson.
No, I understand.
Stevie
it was just
Wonder.
A crazy way to... You should have said like top five bad singers.
David, I was heavily researched.
I could see it in your eyes. You were blinking.
There was Abe Lincoln.
Everybody
over here.
Knows
multiple bottles of research.
Abe Lincoln.
Yeah. Abe Lincoln, dude. He's like, it's Morse code for I'm fucking hammered right now.
Everybody knows when you get into your books, you start blinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're staring at the page.
It's hard
real
to read
hard.
After a while.
Oh, yeah.
You pit out, you start blinking all hard.
Yeah. Is there anyone out there? Because it's getting harder and harder to read. You know that Maroon 5 song? Right? That's them.
Yeah.
At this moment, while people are listening, yes, you sir. Will have performed at Snow Jam.
I will have.
Oof. Holy shit. How'd it go?
It's probably pretty cold.
Yeah.
Pretty dank. A lot of Jaeger bombs, I imagine.
Sure, sure, sure.
I think Peterson was probably there.
Okay.
And my mom was probably there. Laura was there.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So she's gonna meet everyone. She met everyone.
Crazy you bombed in front of all those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm worried about it.
Are you?
I had a rough...
I thought it was wild that you went full Michael Richards.
Yeah.
But after the Steve Winwood list, it,
yes. I said top five white male vocalists.
I feel like you're going to do great just because you can do all these local references that you've never been able to do anywhere else.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah,
all
you
the
can
Sioux
do that
Falls
crowd,
little shit.
That local crowd work.
Tread
like,
lightly.
Dog patch.
Tread lightly.
Whiskey flats.
He said little. He said Sioux Falls little shit.
Yeah.
You're going to want to watch your back for the rest of the
day.
Okay. I don't understand.
I'm just being a dick.
I mean, if you want to... You can bring up the one escalator that city has.
Uh-huh.
The one Cadillac Escalade.
Yeah.
Owned by the same dude.
Yeah, exactly. We call them Cadillac Muscalades, but that's neither here nor there.
You can bring up the Red Box.
All the dudes that hang out at the Red Box.
Yeah, that crew.
Black Mom, I bet all the Black Velvet material will go over great.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be late for Hot Dish, Mom. The Red Box has a fucking line, so...
There's a fight at the Red Box. It's gonna be here for hours.
Someone got murdered at the Red Box, and I murdered him. So I'll be here for a while.
What else? Anything else to promote?
I don't think so. Go to Faded every Friday.
Sure.
I have an album called The Buck Starts Here.
There
on
we
Special
go.
Thing Records.
There you go.
Order a flask.
Get it.
I'll be in Florida at the end of February, beginning of March, in Orlando and Tampa with Doug Benson. I think I can announce that.
Sure. I don't know what you're looking at me for.
Yeah, that's not my calendar.
It's fine if you do it on our podcast.
Ian, did Doug contact you about what I'm about to say?
He's not been in touch regarding it, but it is MLK Day, so I don't know.
I got some spots for you in Tampa off mic.
Oh, all right.
Oh.
I can go do some light
places
reading.
You can only get to on Fanboat.
Where I can go do some research. I got a couple libraries in Tampa.
Yeah, they got a lot of books people don't have out here.
He doesn't like strip clubs.
What?
He doesn't like strip clubs.
I hate him.
He won't go.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Then I don't have any.
I disavow all my knowledge.
I have nothing for you in Tampa.
Wipe Tampa off your schedule.
I didn't even get groceries when I was
there. Sean is an earnest on mic, off mic, no matter what, drunk, sober, does not like strip clubs.
Yeah. I don't. Sassy's is okay because everybody looks like they're having a good time.
Even then, I can't talk you into going ever.
Yeah. Well, I also don't want to lie to Lauren because, you know.
David Bory is also in the crib today. Cool Guy Jokes 87.
I don't know.
And also the demon who possessed David for a second.
Yeah, I don't really know.
One of the Muppet noises.
I was doing like six noises at once.
We started talking about DMX.
They bottlenecked in my mouth.
We're talking about DMX while the sun was still out. That's
my problem.
We're all in a weird place.
I for sure listened to MLP.
You're trying to sound like your grandmama and drag you to hell.
Oh, that's the Eddie Murphy sketch.
That's the backwards devil talk.
That's right. That's right. Boy, are we hungover. The GSL on Twitter.
Yep.
What do you got coming up?
Nothing.
There it is.
Cool.
There it is. Those are just the facts, ma'am.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Next person.
He nothing gave to announce. The news and the weather right there.
Yeah.
Is that next, Scotty?
Yo.
Next
returning
guy.
Champion. That's such a funny thing to do on a podcast. Yeah, that's it. No. Keep moving.
Yes. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. Move it along, but I don't play these icebreaker games.
Zach Toscani on Twitter.
I'm here to draft.
Zach Toscani on Instagram.
Keeping it simple, the same.
What do you got going on?
Come to Faded.
Yes.
I already said that.
Well, come to Faded for me
instead
of Sean. Sean's rarely there.
Since you're there.
Yeah,
you're
Sean hasn't even been
Sean
in the
watches
place.
Via security cameras, but he's not actually in the building
he's
anymore.
He's the VP of Northwest Distribution, so he's up
exactly.
in Portland.
He's working on some trade routes.
Yeah.
The spice trade. Come to Faded. Fucking follow me. Follow me on social media. That's the best way, you know, to know what I'm up to.
That's right.
You'll get some updates. You'll get some down dates.
Yeah.
Down dates, dude. You get some clown dates.
Get some down to pound dates.
Round to town, down to pound.
Ground pound.
Yeah.
Yep. Ready to, I'm going to probably start building a house again here soon.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be back on the puzzle. I had to get a separate puzzle table thing.
Are you keeping people?
Oh,
it wasn't a separate puzzle.
It can't be your coffee table.
Listen to me. It didn't fit my coffee table. It was way too big. So then I got to a point where I couldn't. Do it anymore.
Right, you
got to
do the edges first.
So I got to transfer it onto this thing that I got on Amazon.
When you get big money, problems don't go away. You just start getting big money problems, dude. That's what's going on.
You're telling me, dog.
Where do I go for a puzzle table?
Girls used to diss me. Now they write me DMs because I do puzzles.
That's right. They're into the puzzles. People are doing puzzles at my work, too.
It's really...
What's going on with puzzles right now?
I tapped into a vein. I didn't know. I thought it was just cool for me. And then as soon as I started doing it, all these people have been like...
Yeah.
Puzzles, but I didn't know, man. I didn't know.
It feels
Hammy
like there's...
was doing a puzzle the other night.
Really?
And they finished it, and I saw him destroy it. And
they
it was tough.
They do so many puzzles, though, that you're like, oh, this is like such a form of escape. Because now you just, as soon as one's done, you're like, let's just break out another one.
Puzzle.
Yeah.
You know, puzzle I'd like to see you solve next? Friggin' Congress.
Well, with all the goings on over
there?
Right.
Political and otherwise?
I like to call it.
I haven't brought this up in a while, but
political.
Don't you have a funny little kind of.
I've heard he has a bit. I've heard he has a bit.
Well, I hate to bring it up.
Well, I've never heard it.
I don't like it. You're putting me on the spot. Okay.
Tell Zach, please.
Okay.
Well, you're going to love this.
Yeah, I think you are going to love it.
I think I tell everybody.
If I know you, you're.
Well, I always credit Ian when I do.
Well,
I say, this is my friend Ian's
joke. I hope you brought another pair because you're about to shit your pants.
Okay.
This is right up your alley.
This is right up your pooper.
So you know the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, lately.
Yeah.
What with all the goings on?
Political and otherwise.
Political and otherwise.
Both of those.
Inside the Beltway? The White House? I've taken to calling it.
Hold on.
And remember, this is... What with all the goings on?
Right. Current day.
Current day, political and otherwise.
Right.
I've taken to calling it the Looney Bin.
Slam, jam, thank you, ma'am!
I
listen, it's just like, I don't know. I can't take credit for it.
We're going to have to postpone the game for at least an hour and a half to clean up all the shattered glass on the court.
I was just walking to get a coffee, and it was like, whoa. Wait a minute.
I think.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I think I'm going to quit comedy. I mean, that's holy What's grail the right there. Yeah,
it's like, the thing about that is, it is funny, but I don't know if I would like ghettoize it by just calling it comedy. You know what I mean?
It's kind of a bigger.
It's art.
Right.
It's kind of a bigger thing. But anyway. Feel free to repeat it if you want to, but definitely give me credit. I am Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on Jewish Southwest Airlines app.
Now you bring that up because you are Jewish.
100%. Bar mitzvah and everything.
And you know what? I'll be honest. I knew that.
Playing the hits, dude.
I'll be honest with you right now. I knew that. We're just doing a bit.
Imagine if there was a Jewish Southwest where they're like, that first morning, they're like, first, we'd like to welcome on all of our Jewish premier select guests. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's finally paying off.
If any of these things were real that you ever bring up,
one of them has to be real.
One, right? Yeah.
Jewish J date, right?
Yeah,
didn't you do that?
Well, that's
it's a more Jewish J date.
Yeah, it's like the plus.
Oh, it's Jewish J date.
It's Jewish J date. Yeah.
Capital J date.
Mm-hmm. Orthodox Jewish J date.
J date Reddick, dude.
J date Reddick.
Oh, I got to change. That's an app.
Yeah, you got to change your Twitter handle.
I'm going to go ahead and change my Twitter handle really quick.
J date Reddick. Are you guys boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
so tight.
Yeah, podcast brothers, right?
Yeah. We both have podcast. The same way that we're podcast brothers with Oprah.
Yeah. From what I hear and what you were
She's
saying, has the sound quality on that guy?
I'm sorry.
Did you hear that? Did everybody hear that?
A bitch on wax? Wow. All right.
No matter how many private emails you get, Marissa, you do not take that out.
Whatever David offers you, we'll double it.
Make it louder.
Put a drop an echo effect on there.
Yeah.
So somebody named at Baron Dam on Twitter just added us and said, I'm pretty sure they just paged a Badussi Toodle at Delta Gate at LAX.
What?
Wait.
Badussi Toodle?
I'm pretty sure they just paged.
That's my snack company. Who told? Who fucking told? Who leaked?
David's version of ramen noodles is Badussi Toodles. They're like 7 cents.
They just have pictures of white male vocalists on them.
Oh, wow.
Michael McDonald's preferred lunch.
Tastes like Sting.
Joe Walsh.
Oh.
Joe Walsh. Wow, look at the Richie Sambora.
Oh, dude, Sting definitely knows what Badussi smells like.
Yeah,
because he's tantric sex guy.
He's
right?
The guy who called it Badussi.
Sting
invented
it.
That term.
A lot of people don't know that, and it's fucked. I mean,
Badussi Toodle. You shouldn't be allowed on an airplane if that's your name.
So again, please. Somebody tweeted that they just heard the name Badussi Toodle
at
called
the
at the airport
to the Delta.
There's wow. No way.
I don't know.
Unless that.
I think that there's a way.
I think that
I
somebody.
Heard that, I would be frantically looking for someone to be like, oh, that's me. I need to see what this person looks like.
I think it's somebody. He's a 7 foot tall guy in a lime green suit for sure.
I bet it's Bill Clinton's alias. I bet that's what he flies under.
I bet you it's someone's last day working at Delta.
Toodles. Badussi Toodle.
I mean, that's Badussi Toodles.
Maybe their name's B.A. Dussi Toodle.
That's what I'm going to pen my memoirs under.
B.A. Dussi Toodle.
Red and B.A. Dussi Toodle.
Speaking of which, when we're in Madison, we're going to go to B.A. Dussi Toodles.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it? What is it? H.R. Toodle Wedgers?
H.R. Teddy Wedgers.
He's by far my favorite beat era author.
Yeah.
That guy
novelist.
Has a private eye for sure.
A lot of people are into Ginsberg, but I like B.A. Dussi Toodle.
Yeah, a lot more. A lot more.
Top five white.
Protestant.
Crime solvers.
That's like actual Nazi shit. I'm so sorry. That's crazy. That's what they say in American History X. Oh, my God. got.
Oh, man.
It's anyway. Top five Protestant rock fans, dude. Go.
Top five.
The Eagles. Tall,
Catholic, dude. Chris Catholic.
Tall, white, straight, blonde.
Tall. Narrow shoulders.
Hardworking male vocals.
I will be with Sean Gordon.
What do you got coming up?
I'll be at Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin, Valentine's Day weekend. Sean Jordan will be there. We're both going to be there doing stand-up.
That's a top five white city.
Absolutely.
Right?
Might do a little research while we're there.
Yeah. I think we'll do a little research. You're going to
get the books a little bit.
You got some books you're trying to look up over there?
Absolutely. It's going to be a very erudite.
Cheese curd as a bookmark?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Why is this library called HR Teddy Wedgers? Also, I don't care.
Need some cheese curds, dude. That's what's up. That's the only thing on the calendar. Come to Madison to see us do the shows.
Watch the Late Late Show.
Watch the Late Late Show with James Corden.
La.
Keep your eye on the Game On, whatever that's coming out.
And keep your eye on the road. We're coming.
We're coming. Oh, yeah. All Fantasy, everything. We'll be back on the road before you know it.
There you go. It's your town. Fucking your shit up.
No. We are gathered here.
All right, everybody be quiet.
Deep breath.
Let's bring it down. Not only to sort of notice how Zach brought harvest snaps, which are delicious.
Mm-hmm. So good.
It's sort of a...
Can we get an endorsement for saying that?
Yeah.
Let's get a box of harvest snaps.
Drop the bag, harvest snaps. Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Zach brought a bunch of those P-Rod dunks with green soles that I want. Can we get a sponsorship from them?
I told you. I found them for cheap, dude.
I know.
All right.
Probably going to buy them today.
Wait a minute. Yeah, buy them today.
I think I will.
Prick.
Shit.
Dropped a prick on him, dude. I'm not hungover. We are gathered here today in the Fortress of Solitudes, not only to call Sean Jordan a prick, but also for... This is the first time we've gone back to the well, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the first one ever.
Part
this
two.
Because we knew immediately there was going to be a round two.
This is Words That Make You Sound Smart, round two.
A draft way easier.
Yeah.
A list way easier to make than I thought. I was like, There couldn't be that many more words. Turns out there is that.
I woke up embarrassed where I'm like, because I can't wait to tell this first story. Unless one of you picks, which
oh,
be,
God, I can't wait.
It'd be bananas if one of you pick this word.
Is the word bananas?
Is it
bananas?
Yeah.
All I have to do is remember like one past conversation. There's at least three words in there that I'm like, I can pick those.
One this past week.
Yeah, exactly.
Last night.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Now, the way we determine the order of that draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors, played between the three of you, and we throw on shoot.
I'm shooting down.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! David wins again!
Oh, yeah, dude.
Baby.
Wow.
All the time with this guy.
I feel like that's like four or five in a row.
It's pretty... I'm hot right now.
96 Bulls,
shut
dude.
Up.
Yeah, oh yeah. Three peats, back to back.
Maybe you should stop wearing the Celtic shorts, bro.
Yeah.
Maybe you should bring some different energy to the draft.
Stop it.
Oh. Stop.
Zach, what the fuck are you wearing pants for, by the way? I just noticed.
He looks really cool, man.
He's wearing a full corduroy sort of fucking
You look
fit.
Amazing.
Sean's
yeah.
got like cocaine on his shoulder.
No, it's probably snot. I look like I just got kicked out of a bar in Boston because I wasn't dressed well enough.
It's my snot because of the cocaine I did, all right? I do have a sniffly nose. David, having won rock, paper, scissors, is it coming upon you to determine the order of today's draft? Before you do that, I will remind you it is a serpentine draft.
Wait. I'm unfamiliar with this.
That's
what is
right.
that?
Serpentine.
David also doesn't know what it is, I bet.
No, wait. I fucking know what it is.
forgive me.
I fucking know what it is. Do you know what it is?
Forgive me. It's a serpentine draft. My bad.
It's like Donkey Kong. You ever played Donkey Kong?
No.
Really? Have you ever played Donkey Kong?
No.
Well, so in Donkey Kong, you start at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You climb up a ladder. You go all the way to the right. And
but
then you
why?
Kind of dodge barrels and things. And Ooh. Then you climb up another ladder, go all the way to the left. Then you kind of dodge barrels and things.
Uh-huh.
And climb up another ladder, go all the way to the right. Kind of dodge barrels and things. Climb up another ladder, go all the way to the left. Kind of dodge barrels and things. And then you climb up another ladder, go all the way to the right. And kind of dodge barrels and things. And then you climb up another ladder, go to the left. And you get married.
Sounds like life.
Wow.
It's like Donkey Kong.
It's a pretty good one. Is Mario a top five white plumber for you? Or?
Sean's like, well, he's Italian. I don't know if I...
We don't really consider them more.
I mean, what are my other options?
Next, we'll be including the Irish.
Yeah.
That whale's been had. I don't know where that came from. Basically, what it means is you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round.
Oh. Okay.
David, with that in mind, what will the order of today's draft be?
I'm going to say Zach, Sean, Ooh. David, Ian.
Whoa.
Oh, tight.
I've definitely got a hot corner as well. Boy.
We're going Zach, Sean, David, Ian. Zach, you also have a hot corner. Zach, you also have the first pick in the Words That Sound Smart All Fantasy Everything Draft, which is only appropriate because it's a topic you came up with. When did we do this? This was like,
so it's like June 2017.
Wow.
I just pulled up the...
So we did that one in the summer. This was
2.5 years ago?
Yeah. Shout out to the encyclopedia of all the... Yeah.
Should we read off what was drafted?
June 29th of 2017.
Do you want to read off the picks we made last time?
Yeah. So last time...
it's already funny.
Sean Jordan was first, and he picked Superfluous...
Which you had for your list now, right?
I did. I'm so stupid.
Aforementioned... Felonious, Hyperbolic, and Nefarious. Zach Toscani went second.
Basically.
He took basically.
Dude, I tell that all the time. Basically, I'm thirsty.
Basically,
I tell people that shit so much.
Juxtaposition.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Quintessential.
Uh-huh.
Avant-garde.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
And Sycophant.
All three
Ian Carmel, you closed it out. Nope. You said wherewithal.
You didn't do yours yet.
Oh, I was next.
Yeah.
I said.
Never mind what I said.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
It's not important. I wasn't on that one. Don't listen to it.
Intelligence. Right out of the gate, I said that. albeit. Beholden. Onus.
Onus is a good one.
Dude, Onus is a cool song.
Polytheism.
Polytheism.
Ian, nice. It doesn't come up often, but when it does, I nail it.
Yeah.
Ian, you went last. You said wherewithal.
Yeah.
Dichotomy.
Oh, yeah.
Sean.
I don't like the dichotomy of this prison cell.
My man.
Still don't like it. 25 to life over here.
Litany. Ostentatious. Oof. And Philistine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Surrounded by him right now, by the way. And
No, Sean's white.
Tall. Giving.
Judicious.
Top five tall, judicious. White, judicious male singers.
Oh, man.
If Steve Winwood's tall, maybe I'll give you that one.
Yeah, I bet he's not.
I don't think there's not a
Famous
ton of judicious.
Tall.
Nah, of singers aren't tall, dude.
No way. What if Van Morrison was like 6'9"?
That would be hilarious.
It's fabulous, not for a low post game.
He does always look way different than you think he looks.
Oh, he's ugly.
And he's blonde? I did not see that coming.
Van Morrison's a weird looking dude.
I thought he was like a maven-haired trickster.
No.
Turns out he's a toe-headed ding-dong.
What is maven-haired?
What
does that mean?
Dark maven-haired.
Haired. Oh, I didn't know that.
I think you meant raven-haired?
I thought it was maven. No, I just said maven.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing.
It's a word that makes me...
Zach, you have the first pick in the Words That Make You Sound Smart draft, and you will make that pick right after the short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem... The women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project. And it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself. But it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which I'll let your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. A huge one for me, you know, just people pleasing. And it's, you say it like it's a bad thing. It's just something that you need to get under control. All of these stressors, you know, you keep them bottled up. It starts to affect you negatively. Everybody. You don't have to feel weird if this stuff affects you. It affects everybody. And there's people, again, myself included, who walk around trying to front like it doesn't, but it does. It always does. It always has. And therapy is a safe place to just get things off your chest. You need to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, all those problems. Even if you just want to vent or kvetch about somebody, go to therapy. Get them new ears on it. You know what I'm talking about? Get it somebody who they're going to leak it to. They're not going to tell your homies. Go let them know. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, how to do all those things that make you be a better you. As hokey as that sounds, that is what we are all going for. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. All right, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, and it's also suited to your schedule. All right, you just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the cut of your therapist's jib, as it were, go on and switch. BetterHelp has got your back. They want it to work just like you do. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
Yeah, and we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything. Zach Toscano, you were on the clock with the first pick. Words that make you sound smart. Round two. We're back for more smart words.
Yes. My first pick, I'm going to go, I use this for sure a lot.
Yeah.
Vis-a-vis.
Oh,
is
yeah.
that even a word?
Vis-a-vis, yeah.
You do say that.
Yeah.
It's tricky because I don't know what it means.
Neither have I. Never. Do it loosely in context, and I also do it so much that I know it's probably wrong.
It's like, I think it's like verses, like Chun-Li vis-a-vis Ryu.
I always thought it was like, you're just trying to, or the way that I would use it is be like, listen, I'm just calling vis-a-vis our conversation the last time.
Is that what it is?
That's
what it
right.
Means? Like in regards to?
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what it means.
But in also just to, yeah. throwing it in so many times in a conversation is funny. That joke vis-a-vis what yeah. it means. And
man,
its theme,
you do say that. That's
I
so
would
funny.
Leave a date. If I was on it and someone said that, I'd be like, well, man,
I gotta go.
We'll split dinner. I'm leaving.
You could say, Father, I'd like to have a conversation with you vis-a-vis me having some water. Basically, I'm thirsty.
Father, pardon me, Father.
Father,
Father figure. Father Yankee.
Father Yankee. Daddy John Misty.
Daddy John
Misty. Excuse me, I know you guys are very upset with me for vis-a-vis taking
Ian has already
a buffalo
spelled
wing.
It. Everybody take it. You looked it up, right? You know how to spell it?
Yes.
Do you know how to spell it?
I think so.
How would you spell it?
V-I-S.
Mm-mm-mm. Hold on.
How would you spell it?
That's a very good point.
I think David
Sean's
might know how to
some
spell
context
it.
Clues. Sean's like, how would you do
I,
it?
I almost, had to hard swallow that LaCroix.
I almost made it out of the casino with all the stolen money. You stopped me at the door.
Nobody ever gets
what's
out.
What's that over there in the back? I'm going to spell it like a Visa card and a flying V, like V-I-S-A-V-E-E.
That is not right.
That's
no.
Not correct. It can't
no.
be.
That's all right.
Is it even close? Hold
it's
on.
French, it's a French word, I believe.
It's Latin by way of French. Oh. I thought it was, my guess is V-I-S-A-V-I-S.
That's correct, yeah. I wasn't that far.
With hyphens? Are there hyphens?
Yeah,
or
there's
is it...
hyphens.
Ooh.
And one of these, like, boinks.
Right above the A.
Yeah, they got a boink on the A.
They're boinking, dude.
You don't know nothing about that. Boink. You haven't found that in your research yet, boy.
Boink. Why do you have a boner, David?
Because of the boink above the A. You know what I'm talking about.
David, I want to talk to you vis-a-vis your boner.
David, ask some questions vis-a-vis your boner. Well, basically, I have an erection.
Basically, Zach's thirsty.
It means face-to-face in French, I guess.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I did not know.
I want to beat your ass vis-a-vis.
Vis-a-vis, dude.
When I see you, I'm seeing you vis-a-vis.
Yo, do you want to pose on you vis-a-vis me beating your ass?
How should we pose on this poster for our movie? Like back-to-back or vis-a-vis? Vis-a-vis.
Let's touch noses.
Vis-a-vis.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Fucking wild. All right, yeah. Sean, tell me your first bet.
All right. So I was at the airport the other night, and I'm scared to fly. I just am scared of it.
You've been excited about this pick for like 48 hours.
I oddly embarrassed, but it's a very, I sound like such a prick. So my mom called me, and she said she was getting her halo off, and I was thrilled, and
You sound like a prick in this story.
Yeah, dude. I go, when do you get your halo off tomorrow? And then she called me at the airport. This is a text. So she calls, and she goes, well, I'll get it off tomorrow, but all of my, all the screws are infected, so they might have to admit me. And I got really mad at her. I was like, how long have you known this? And she said for like 3 days, but she didn't want to worry me. And I might have even swore. I was like, I'm getting on a fucking plane. I'm terrified. And now you call me with this. And she goes, well, I don't know. And I go, okay, so it's all conjecture at this point. I've never said that word in my whole life.
Wow.
If anybody was next to me, they were just like, who is that prick?
He must
who
be
is
the
that prick talking?
He must be the doctor for the second opinion.
I just hold my phone, walking through an airport, huffy. Okay, so it's all conjecture at this
point. What's that lawyer doing wearing mesh shorts at the airport?
And then she
of
said,
of all the times you try to dunk on somebody with a smart word.
Your own mother. And then she said, she got so pissed off at me. She's like, conjecture. And I was like, well, you know, and I knew what I did. And she's like, say conjecture again.
She burned.
I was just like, God damn it. Damn, and then we got in like a pretty big argument.
God, yeah.
And then I got on the plane. And
Kelly
then,
Jordan for the win, though. She
Kelly Jordan won dunk.
That's when I landed. So I landed in Portland, and it was this, I was telling you guys last night, but I always tell her, I was like, you don't need to pick me up at the airport. And so she didn't pick me up at the airport. And I landed, I was like, God damn it.
Man.
I got home and I took my contacts out and shit. And then I go upstairs. She's like, you going to breathe a little heavier a few more times? I was like, shit. All right. I'm mad at my mom.
There's nothing worse than when you're a little peeved and you're like audibly huffing. Yeah. And then someone calls you out because you're like, damn, they're right. Yeah. But like, please let me have this.
I didn't realize
bit.
I was trying to prove. I did that too when my car died. I was in the kitchen.
Huffing and puffing.
And Ian's on the couch and he comes in the kitchen. He's like, so you're breathing pretty heavy. Like, I noticed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, conjecture.
Conjecture.
Wow. I've never, ever. I used it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What a
dickhead. Where did it come from?
I I have no idea. I haven't been watching any lawyer shows or anything.
And the way that it's like in that
it's
conversation,
a lawyer term, like, most so, of my words.
Man, I'd like to imagine you saying that to the doctor would be so funny. He's like, so here's like going on with your mom. And you're like, okay, well, it all seems like conjecture at this point.
You're there talking to the doctor, calling him by his first name. So, Alan, what you're telling me is it's conjecture at this point.
Alan, I went to medical school for fun, so it's all conjecture at this
you're
point.
You're talking to me about infection conjecture? This is infection conjecture.
Yeah, dude.
Ever watch Schoolhouse Rock?
I was so bummed after I said it. I knew immediately, like, you asshole.
Man.
You see, if I'm walking by and I hear someone say that, I'm like, wow. At that person, it totally fooled me.
Yeah, but not me. Now, if you saw me say it, you'd be like, I saw that guy.
You're like, you're at the Cinnabunch, so you're like, so it's all conjecture at this point.
When you say you're out of frosting, are you sure?
Oh, no, so it's all conjecture at this
you haven't looked in the back fridge?
Yeah, I know about the back fridge.
You have root beer, you have cinnamon rolls. What you're saying is you can't make those into one thing.
I told you, and I'll tell your manager, I'll pay for the frosting for 5 cinnamon rolls. I only want it on one. Find it. We're in Los Angeles. Find it.
You're saying you can't do it, but I haven't seen you pick up the phone and make a call. So it's all conjecture at this point.
All I've heard is no.
Listen, we're conjecturing here. Meanwhile, erstwhile.
Go give your boss a conjecture job and get me more frosting.
Put the frosting in my briefcase.
Sir, can I go through your luggage? Yeah, you're going to find a bunch of conjecture frosting and a bottle of sand in there. Right when we all agreed that this was going to be the topic, I got so pumped to tell you're the story. What a prick. I just picture myself walking through the airport thinking I'm cool. I'm a comedian. You know, we do a podcast. This is my job. I'm like, I'm fucking dope.
No.
And then strangers just hear me. So it's all conjecture at this point. You're not definitely going to be admitted.
That's what I said. The screws in your head. Vis-a-vis the screws in your head.
I don't like the dichotomy of your voice right now,
Mom. Why don't
you
screw your head on a little tighter? Fucking shoot me straight, Ma.
Oh, my gosh.
David, this is not conjecture. It is definitely time for your first pick.
It's not conjecture, but vis-a-vis, I like to say, tangential.
Oh,
it makes me feel so smart. When I'm just saying that things are near each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, David, can I park at the 7-Eleven or should I park it in front of your house? Well, they're tangential.
The spicy garlic and the hot are tangential to each other.
I like to keep the blue cheese tangential to the wings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's me. I went to Duke, but whatever. You know, it's not a big, you know, you eat how you want to eat. I'm not here to judge you.
No
relating to or along a tangent. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very simple.
Hardly touching a matter. Peripheral.
Yeah, yeah.
Tangential. That is a great word. It is a perfect make you sound smart word.
Yes. And it sounds like a fruit.
It sounds
it's something you use.
Oh, yeah, I got dried tangentials. I picked them in the backyard.
You can't get them.
Every year, Southern California.
I got hydrogenated tangentials in
here. You know what the secret of this chicken is? It's a tangential demi-glace.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that.
I went on a first date the other night. Tangential is a really nice girl.
Yeah, it can be a lady.
Also, you spill something on a nice white shirt, spray some tangential juice on it.
Crazy.
Comes right out.
That's all they do in Sicily.
Yeah, that's old
wife. That's all they do
old
in Sicily.
Old Italian trick.
Tangential. That's so dope.
I'm afraid it's tangential.
What color is my Fiat? It's tangential.
I remember
it's
when
not
I was,
fucking orange. It's tangential, Deborah.
I remember when I was 17, I drank a whole bottle of tangential Barnett's vodka.
I can't even smell it.
Yeah, I can't even. Get that shit away from me, dude.
I just puke everywhere.
That's tangential, mother. It's conjecture at this point.
No, I can't wear a tangential suit. I'm earth tones. We know that. Yeah, tangential.
We sent the boys at West Coast Customs to paint your car. Okay, so like, we went with sort of a tangential with a...
What
racist?
Do you mean?
Can I do that voice?
I don't know. Yeah, you just did.
It's specifically the guy from West Coast Customs. Yeah.
What was his name? Ish?
Yeah.
Ish.
I still think I shouldn't. I apologize to everyone who's offended by me saying tangential in a Mexican accent.
You're all right.
I apologize. I'm not even going to open this accent thing. tangential.
That's a great pick.
This is awesome.
It was time for my...
Were you recently heard in a Lime Scooter accent? Please come to the law offices.
Tangential. We work for you. Over the last year, Tangential and Tangential have won over $10 million in slip and fall settlements at Arby's alone in Southern California.
We specialize in suing roast beef restaurants. Not just Arby's, but also Top Round.
We do RB and RV law.
You do RV?
Don't even bring up Salino and Barnes around Tangential and Tangential.
Or Orfalian.
No.
Oh, God.
No, man.
Orfalian, the Orfalian Tangential beef, that's the Hatfields and the McCoys of L.A.
You.
County.
They have a blood feud.
God help
you. It's like the Lycans and the Vampires.
Since they got here on the boats.
God help you if you bring up Tangential around Orfalian.
You know where it all started? A four-way stop in Glendale.
That's right. Two of them are still there.
That's my first.
They stop.
That's so funny. I'm writing.
You go. You
I'm
go.
Writing. I'm writing a movie called A Four Way Stop in Glendale.
Glendale.
It's a sequel to Once Upon a Time in America.
We're here now. What?
Oh boy!
Time for my first and second picks. As it is. As it is.
As it is.
As it is.
With my first pick,
Made the Earth Sick.
I made the Earth Sick. With a third pick, I made the Earth Sick. My first pick, perfunctory.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. I love funk. I love disco.
Yes. It's a real fun word to say.
If you don't like my music, you ain't got to choose.
You know what would be
this
a fun
is not
thing?
A funk. This is not a funk riff that's working.
It'd
that's
be fun
okay.
to try to define that word. Can you look up the definition of that word?
What do you think it is?
What do you think it is?
I guys all know what it is.
Do you see how scared?
I have a pretty good guess.
Freaked out, Sean. Like, it's not only that we're doing words that make you feel smart. Now Sean's doing this weird posturing that he's doing strange things with his hands.
His back's up off the couch.
He's
touching the wall like Shane.
Oh well.
I told you my back hurts, so I sit like this now. Now I sit up straight.
What weird. What would you guys say that word? We all know what it means.
Like, tangentially, what do you guys think?
Vis-a-vis meaning.
Yeah. Basically, I don't know it.
Yeah. What do you think, if you had to guess?
I have, will you do me a favor?
Yes.
And use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
Please.
It seems like you gave a perfunctory effort at best in English class.
Weak.
Yeah, minimal.
You're doing that posture thing again.
You're touching your arm.
My fingers are all rigid. What am I doing?
My heart.
Perfunctory carried out with a minimum of effort or reflection.
Would you use it in a sentence? Yes. Define perfunctory for me.
The person just goes, you.
Damn.
Damn.
I thought we were kidding, Zach.
Damn,
and then you bring us some serious shit.
Damn, son.
That's a good one. When was the last time you used it, you think?
I'll probably sprinkle it once a month.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Usually at work, you know?
Yeah, when you need to like swing heavy hard.
In the middle of the sentence. Because if it comes up at the beginning or the end, people are gonna for sure bring it up.
Yeah, you gotta glaze over it.
Yeah. Louis just in the back. Excuse me.
Pardon me, what did you say? What do you think it means?
I'm going to start drinking again. So,
did you say perfume factory?
You gave a perfume factory effort at best.
First track off the album of the same title, Perfume Factory.
Yeah. Sauvage.
Sauvage.
Don't you dare.
Bury your jewels.
I'll Sauvage. Drag you to the Galleria.
Bury your drag jewels you to hell, in the desert.
I want to smell like a dirty guy burying all of his bracelets in the desert.
You're just going to Macy's. Which one smells like hell?
I want to smell like I should be rich, but I'm broke.
Sauvage. Perfunctory, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Johnny Depp did not give a perfunctory effort in burying all that jewelry.
No.
He really got it down there in the
he
earth.
He meant it.
Yeah. Perfunctory is my first word.
That's
great. My second one.
It's great. That's a word you can use where you try to jump in front of a problem. Like if someone's about to accuse you and you go, listen, I understand. My performance here has been a little perfunctory.
Like
and then they go like, oh, wow, he really grasped it.
You've reflected on it?
You reflected and found the exact word.
Mm-hmm.
That explains your behavior in this McDonald's.
Right.
But the perfunctory was a Detroit area funk club. In the late 70s.
It's where ABBA was discovered.
Yeah.
There was just a guy named Functory, and you're like, perfunctory.
It still this holds the record for the most childbirths to happen in a place that's not a hospital.
That's I've heard that. Man, the smells on that dance floor.
The smells on that dance floor.
Get a whiff of the sound of the 70s, you know what I mean?
My second word, umbrage.
Ooh, yes.
I take great umbrage.
Yeah. I take umbrage.
That's now, Sean, what would you venture to guess?
I like all soccer shorts, but I really like umbrage the best.
Why do you know that Umbro is a brand of shorts, but
that
you don't know what the word umbrage means?
That is so crazy.
And they never made mesh shorts,
because I'm not
by the
stupid,
way.
I'm ignorant. There's a difference.
Oh, I was going to pick that.
You should have that on a shirt. I'm not stupid and I'm just ignorant.
I'm not stupid, I'm just not educated.
I'm not stupid, I'm dumb, okay? There's a difference.
By the way,
yeah,
it's out of... You know, kind of out of nowhere, but Zach's street smart joke. I got to see Zach do stand up the other day.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a joke about how his sister's book smart and he's street smart.
Yeah, it's
so fucking really funny, dude.
Thank you.
It is so funny. Is it on? Is it on YouTube or anything?
I don't think so.
Well,
it's hilarious.
That's Zach. Know.
Everybody street listening, smart. Find a way to watch it. It's so funny.
Clearly, you gave far more than a perfunctory effort at writing that joke.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saving it for the BET cipher.
So it's all fucking conjecture, isn't it, Mom?
She took umbrage with that remark.
Whether I vis-a-vis clean my room or not.
Basically, don't fucking look at me, stranger.
People only say umbrage in the context of taking umbrage.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only way I've ever heard
but
it.
But what about giving umbrage?
I'm going to give umbrage. I'm going to start mixing it in there.
That sounds like
Sean,
a sex
fucking
act.
Umbrage.
How was that date last night? Well, she gave me umbrage.
We went to Cambridge Community College.
First
umbrage.
I did my undergrad at Umbridge.
Yeah, I'm a dental tech now.
It's probably my favorite Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Great way to save time.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, where am I living? Umbridge.
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 Where do I live, Umbridge?
I'm an Umbridge troll.
Under the bridge.
Most what is it? Downtown. What is the actual definition of umbrage?
Umbrage, offense or annoyance.
Ooh, yeah. I've definitely really? Taken umbrage with a lot of people.
Yeah,
not without consent though.
I'm taking no,
no, God.
I probably take umbrage 15 to 16 different times on the drive to work.
Oh yeah,
you know? I believe that.
You've thrown an umbrage
I've
or
thrown
two.
Umbrage, yeah.
I've seen you take the most umbrage.
I've taken a lot of
any,
umbrage.
You and Adam have taken the most umbrage out of any people I've ever met.
I'll pull a fucking U-Haul trailer just to keep my umbrage in it sometimes.
It's like a Golden Gate Bridge umbrage.
Yeah, umbrage.
It's there to stay. That thing's going to last the stand of time. Mm-hmm. Earthquake proof.
David.
Oh my God.
Time for your second pick.
My second pick is, this one is crazy because it is a word that I know exactly what
this
it means.
So yeah. Awesome.
And I pretty much always use it in an inappropriate context.
Okay.
Because I think it makes me sound smarter. I'm going with quarantine. So
when
you just expect me
when the fuck
to
was
quarantine
the last
my feelings
you didn't
for you?
Oh.
Jessica?
I know what
wow.
you're doing. Yeah, yeah.
You brought that into metaphors.
Have you used it like that?
I've used it in a, yeah, I've used, yeah.
Oh, that's wild to
I've
me.
I've said that to a woman. Not
I'm sorry, I can't text you tonight. I'm putting my phone in
so
quarantine.
So I'm just supposed to quarantine my feelings for what's important for you, huh?
Quarantine's my birthstone.
It was also your name when you were a dancer at Sassy.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good enough for quarantine.
Funny thing about me, Onyx is my birthstone and my dancer name at Sassy. Everybody give it up for Onyx.
And the band you were in.
And then
well,
I
gotta say, if they said give it up for Onyx and you walked
whoa.
Out... Yo, that would be the craziest bait and switch.
Like, yeah,
all right, we got to stand until he takes his dick out.
You have a full business suit on, but like a big chain.
And the fact that in your mind you thought you could have been an Onyx is crazy.
Are you, now, Sean, you're sure you want me to bring you out as Onyx?
Yes, yes,
yes,
yes,
yes.
Yes. The beautiful rock.
Shit, yeah,
they're gonna get it.
I'm here 9 hours early. I want to be called Onyx.
You just yes, go out there and dab.
I'm calling vis-a-vis my home equity loan. Oh, my name? It's Onyx Jordan.
What a cruel, cruel joke to play on a child. If I named my...
Your prodigy?
Would probably be a redheaded child, Onyx.
Yeah. Onyx. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, quarantine.
That's great.
Right. Right there. You know.
Sean, you know what quarantine means, right? I don't want to do this with
everyone. To like set us, I mean, I do know what it means, but this is the thing. It's hard to actually define, like, to set to aside or isolate. Yeah. Isolate. There we go.
Yeah.
Damn. Usually, like, Ian's using sickness. All my picks and the definition for other picks.
It's
usually.
It's like a.
Isolate
triangle.
You. Isolate is you apologizing for showing up to a meeting 15 minutes.
I so late. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I so late. I was Umbridge.
And it went up.
Oh, man. We are some stupid motherfuckers.
We are stupid. We are silly, silly men.
What is time? All conjecture at this point.
I'm sorry. I was so late. I was Umbridge. Oh, so funny. I had to say it twice.
I was Umbridge. I didn't have cell reception.
Oh, no, I lost man. Track of quarantine. No. No. Yeah, quarantine, dude. Also, like, if you come back from space, you get quarantined for a minute.
Yeah.
In case you have any weird space diseases.
Or if you bring a weird animal from overseas.
Yeah, you get quarantined.
Well, just imagine
and then
someone,
you get married.
Someone texts you like, hey, what are you up to, David? And you're like, in quarantine. And that's what you leave it at.
Well, really, I mean, I'm just heartbroken.
Quarantined.
I love the romantic quarantine.
My heart's going to mend.
I love the new Quarantino movie, dude. Once upon a time in Hollywood.
Quentin Quarantino.
Quentin Quarantino, dude.
Quentin Quarantino. He's the Guatemalan Quentin Tarantino, really.
That's the goddamn Guatemalan Tarantino.
Yeah, Quentin Quarantino. Yeah. He's amazing.
Oh, talk I love, with respect.
What was it? Isolated Bastards?
Yeah. Oh.
Sure.
Quarantine. Sean, it's time for your second pick.
My second pick. The Star Wars that came out. It might have been The Last Jedi. The first one with Kylo Ren.
Oh, Force Awakens?
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, Force Awakens. Luke Skywalker says this word twice, and I'd never used it before then, and then I used it heavily for about 3 months after the movie, and I was like, oh, you sound like a prick, but the word is hubris.
Oh, yeah,
a good hubris. One.
Yeah.
I'd never said it in my whole life, and then he says it twice in, like, the same scene, and it bugged the shit out of me, but I was also like, I mean, he sounds pretty cool.
You were also like, the hubris.
My hubrises didn't come in until, like, fifth, sixth grade.
Mine didn't come in until I was 37.
Hubris. The hubris of saying that word twice in one scene.
It still bugs me to no end that they said it twice in the same. I want to say it's the same scene. If that movie sneaks its way into the same movie twice, or if that word sneaks its way into the same movie twice, it's weird to me. That's a once a movie word.
We said it like 14 times on this podcast
alone.
Yeah. Hubris.
Hubris.
It's also what happens if you get a circumcision when you have a big penis.
That's a huge bris.
A hubris.
Huge bris.
I got hubris on bridge.
I'm here vis-a-vis cutting your son's dick.
It also sounds like a teen bully.
Hubris?
Yeah, I can't go down that street. Hubris and his friends are there.
Hubris, Royce, Cheddar.
Yeah, they took my Cheddar. Fucking bike last week.
Royce. Royce is a tough name.
Royce is a tough name.
Man, we watched that Royce the 5'9 freestyle.
Oh, he's great.
Ooh, he's good.
One of you said, I was going to the bathroom, one of you said, like, I wonder if there was a Royce that was 6'4".
Royce 6'4".
And he had his differentiate.
Yeah, they were like, well, Royce is coming by, which Royce?
Which Royce?
Yeah.
The tall one?
Which Royce? Which Royce?
Yeah, hubris. And also, I spelled it H-U-B-R-I-S.
That's how
I
right.
correct.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hell yeah, dude.
There's another one on here that I spelled it, and it auto-corrected to two different words that sound like the word.
Wow. Oh,
sure.
So excited to hear
my
that
guess
one.
Is going to be macaroni to macaroon.
Yeah.
Neither one of those make you sound smart.
Macaroon.
Unless you say
they don't make me sound smart.
Unless you say I invented
I'm
before
saying,
either one
I'm
of those.
I'm saying your list.
Are these macaroons or these conjecture?
Macaroons was a special battalion of pimps that was in the Civil War. They'd send the macaroons in after the cavalry.
My great grandfather was a macaroon for the Union.
He was
a green macaroon.
First the cavalry, the macaroons would go in, and then the infantry.
Oh my God!
This... Send in the macaroons to chill everyone out.
Is this macaroon tangential?
Oh my God! Oh, that is a tangential. Yeah. Like I said, I got a tree in the back. Got a tangential.
The hubris you have to bring these
tangential macaroons.
Zacula, it is time for your second and third.
Count Zacula from Glensylvania.
Second pick. I'm going to go Draconian.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't even know what that shit means.
I think it's...
Okay, hold on. Define that. Right. Please, David, try to define that word.
Well, I think whenever I hear it in context, it means something... It always sounds like something like torturous or something like that. Like you'd be like, oh, my boss is like, he's almost draconian with how mean he is to me at work. So that's... Right. Context clues would say something like that. What? Yeah.
Ian yawned and motioned at me.
One puts baby in a corner.
Now give us your shitty version of it.
The David's neck is saved. Now it's your turn.
Shall we like to make a perfunctory effort at defining it?
Do you have the hubris to think you know what it means?
I can get boners. Don't call me perfunctory.
Hey, I can get hard.
There's no conjecture about that.
Have you seen me not get a boner? Well, then it's conjecture.
Exactly.
The working title for Stankonia, before Stankonia.
Draconian?
We're laughing a lot today, boys. I'll tell you that.
It's your favorite rapper and your least favorite vegetable.
Oh, these are Drake onions.
Broccoli clown posse. The insane carrot posse. That's it. Carrots are definitely my least favorite.
Turn up Shakur. Draconian, it means like excessively harsh or severe.
Yeah.
Beats by Dre. All right, I'm done.
It's fun to use in like when you're definitely had day jobs where you put in perfunctory performances day after day.
Those are called jobs, my friend.
And then they give you the what for, and then you just go, listen, I can do all this. I can come in here on time with a semi-smile on my face, but what I can't handle are these draconian rules that you are... forcing upon me, vis-a-vis my life.
Perhaps even foisting upon me.
You got foisted. Miller, you got foisted.
If you're going to foist, you last.
Foist of all.
Foist
you know, there's been plenty of reviews that say it's pretty much a podcast about nothing. Yeah. Boy, they're right.
They are 100% right. If you're not Diane von Furstenberg, you're Diane von Lastenberg, my friend.
Foist and foremost, it's a podcast about friendship.
Foist and foremost.
Foist and foremost.
Nobody even took foist. Draconian is what you
Oh, I love it.
But we don't really have draconian rules about what we talk about on here.
Yeah. No, we're smooth.
And your third pick?
We're the opposite of that. I'm going to go portend.
Wow.
Mostly it's because a word, when you say it, people go, did you mean pretend? And you go, no, you idiot.
First, I was pretending to be a Dracula.
Stop pointing at me. You better stop pointing that gun at my dad. It's from Reservoir Dogs.
That's right.
Now that, okay. I have no idea what that word means.
What? Oh, pretend?
Portend.
I know what pretend means.
No, I said portend.
You dickhead.
I said portend.
It's called tending for poor people.
It's what the Republicans do with social welfare.
These are my pennies.
You don't have any idea.
Absolutely not.
Nothing.
So, give me a solid. Use it in a sentence. I'm going to give it a shot.
You want me to do it?
I love you. That was the most serious I've seen Zach in quite some time. You want me to do it? And he goes... Yeah, I think that'd be
I think I don't want to pretend to know what I'm talking about.
I think that'd be
about.
Best for everybody. I think everybody would benefit if you did it.
Ooh, the fact that he was coughing into a rag earlier in the movie pretends something down the line might be happening.
Kind of implies?
Yeah.
Really?
It means to
It's like something bad in the future,
warning
right?
or a sign that something bad is going to happen later on.
Like I just love that
canary
that's
in the coal mine.
There's boll
that's
weevils
the
in the field.
That popped into your head. The fact that he was coughing into a rag.
I watched Philadelphia the other day.
A red herring? No, red herring is a different.
That's the other way. A red herring is like something that misleads you.
Mm.
Yeah. Or it's just a red fish. I mean, it depends on the context. It's a like budget Swedish fish. Ew, red herring.
Red herring was the Scandinavian red fox. Yeah.
Man, I thought these were going to taste good.
Sean.
Yes.
Oh, David, cool shoes, dude. I've seen those before. Sean.
Yeah.
Time for your third pick.
My third pick, when I was a child.
This is when you make the earth sick.
I was a, is that an actual line from something?
Jay-Z. And with a third pick, I made the earth sick.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I know that.
Let's talk about Michael Jordan because he was the third pick.
Who was the first and second pick?
Hakeem Olajuwon at the time, and then Sam Bowie, drafted by your Portland Trailblazers. We had Clyde Drexler. We already had Clyde Drexler.
You know, he had a pretty dope nickname back in the day.
Boy, oh
it's
boy.
Clyde the Clyde, right?
Clyde the Clyde. If you believe my fucking idiot
friend.
Did
he really think that, or was he trying to convince you? What
he
was that
really
again?
Thought
he really
that.
Thought that. That's right.
God, he was such an asshole.
Sean, the Sean Jordan.
So I collected cards when I was a child. Football
Badussi,
cards.
The Badussi Toodle.
Well, B.A. Badussi Toodle.
Zach right, Toscani, the Toodle. Badussi University.
The Badussi University.
Ladies and gentlemen, your
Laker girl.
I got a B.A. in Dussi. I got a
B.A. Dussi Toodle. Where's Pussy Doody? P.A. Dussi Toodle.
Well, a bit of a sore throat. Thank you, my friend.
I collected cards, and there was a football card brand, I think, that had this name. And so I thought it was a word that made you sound smart when I was a child. I had no idea what it meant. And I rarely use it as an adult, but I still sometimes will throw it out there. And the word is pinnacle.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Pinnacle, where I... So there was, I remember when I was a kid, I would say, can I get a pack of Pinnacle? I had no idea what Pinnacle meant. And
that's one of the topics on a Hawaiian pizza, right? She was like, bacon and Pinnacle?
She was like, Sean, I thought you smoked lights.
No, I'd like a Pinnacle Colada, please.
If you like Pinnacle Coladas.
What's that thing Jews eat? Pinnacles? Pickles. That's
right. Are those Pinnacles kosher?
Is that a dill or a sweet Pinnacle? I hate sweet pinnacles.
They get some fried pinnacles.
Don't come in here. I'm looking at pinnacles.
You know, he looks at pinnacles in the back.
My
of
grandma was a pinnacle girl in the 50s. They painted her on a B-2 bomber.
I like that. I like the hook after the punch.
Yeah.
Are they still painting hot ladies on bombers, or is that like just World War
II? I don't
War
know II? If they still got bombers.
You know... Air Force general. So you need to find this out for us.
Yeah, get us. See what's up with the bombers.
Just be like, listen, I've bombed a few times on stage. What about you?
Can we do a ride along in a bomber?
Whoa. Will, get us in a stealth bomber.
Get
we deserve
us in
it.
A stealth bomber, dude.
Do the podcast from it.
We are live from, I can't tell you where.
Just a whisper away from redacted.
You guys don't have to whisper.
We're hovering over the Ukraine right now. We're quietly hovering over the Ukraine.
Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fans Everything.
Yeah, man, Pinnacle. I knew immediately, I was like, well, that word sounds dope. It's fun to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I never knew what it meant. I probably didn't know what it meant until 10 years ago.
You may say, taking Sam Bowie is the pinnacle of hubris.
That is.
For the
there
Portland Trailblazers.
You know, what I'm looking forward to is...
I like how you quarantine your bad takes.
I take umbrage with it. To this day.
I don't know if you've thought about this yet, but the last time we did this, at the end of the show, you used all of the words in a...
Oh, I've been thinking about it. Right. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
I've been sweating. I mean, I haven't been like
there's
planning it.
There's just blood dripping from the back of your head to keep it from us.
Cool. No, I'll get there when I get there. I keep feeling earthquakes. Anybody else?
No, I'm taking the back roads, but yeah, I'll get there eventually. Yeah, Pinnacle.
Pinnacle. Very good.
It's got that hard C in there.
Didn't you get in a fight for calling someone a hard C recently?
I'm a hard C, man. I'm a hard grip. There's no other way around it. Put the microphone by your mouth, David.
Sean said conjecture, but it sounded like he was dropping a hard C at the airport.
I did drop a hard C. I saw it.
I got your hard C swinging, I'll tell you that.
I bet you do.
Hard C's, that's what you call a Coors Natural, right? Not a Coors Light.
Yellow Dog or a hard C.
Yeah, we're going to see some hard C's. At the table. Yeah.
So it's just hard C's at this point.
Let me get two Yamasuns and two hard C's.
Yamasuns. So, oh.
Those were all my grades were hard C's. Mm-hmm. I
think they were probably softer than you'd think.
I never got an easy soft C.
Ooh, that's what you need a cutty sark for, is to sail through those hard C's, dude.
Ian calls Irish people hard C's for some reason.
Yeah. They're like a column at
they
all.
They call each other cucks.
Yeah.
They do. They love that word. God, how come British people, it's just like a normal word for them?
It's weird how it is so bad here.
There are dignified, elegant women from England at my work who will say cunt, and they just like toss it in, and you're like, wow, huh, you know? Mm-hmm.
Like not even at a, yeah, I was at Starbucks. Lady was being quiet.
Oh, he's a cunt. Don't worry. Oh, he's a cunt. Don't worry about him.
They use it like a lunchtime.
You know, yeah. I think it sounds better than in their accent.
It really does.
It does. It sounds
so like blunt and like in ours, like,
oh, he's a great cunt, isn't he?
Yeah, even that, it's like the word means everything. It's like,
how was Jamie's birthday? Where are we doing? Oh, but he's a bit of a cunt.
When I'm like, oh, yeah, Jeremy's a cunt. It sounds so much worse.
It was Jeremy.
He's a cunt, I told you.
I don't want to hang out with Jeremy.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Don't make me hang out with Jeremy.
My college girlfriend used to say, cut up, no toast. That was her.
Okay.
See you next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boss is being a real see you next Tuesday.
You know, I get it.
Mm-hmm. So you're off for the week. Someone doesn't get it. Wait, how did you get Patty Tom off?
You said see you next Tuesday. It's Wednesday. You're here. But I don't understand.
Have I been foisted? Laura, first of all,
David, time for your third pick.
My third pick is going to be, this is one I also don't ever know, but I know what it means, and it's like you rarely ever need to say it. I'm picking Bastion.
Oh,
Bastion. Because it's always, you're always trying to say something is the last Bastion. I don't know what happened to the first Bastion.
Last Bastion Bach.
Bastion Maniscalco, get tickets.
Or don't.
Damn.
Whoa.
Okay.
Damn, Oprah and him?
Wow.
Remember when Sean said Oprah was a bitch earlier? Yeah.
I do remember that. That was crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Bastion, there's not much to say about it.
I'd like to run this one past Sean.
What do I think it actually means?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to define it.
Okay. Or you could
say
you
that sentence again.
Nope.
Please.
No. What?
David, I'm asking you, please don't listen to him. He's not your dad. Please.
Please say what?
Use Bastion in a sentence, please.
Oh, he's the last Bastion of cultural relevance.
How'd that do it?
Or revenance.
Did that help?
How'd that do it?
Yeah.
How'd that
$5 word
sort
sandwich
of,
come
sort of like a like a sort of like a touchstone of something that was?
Describe touchstone.
You know, when you pick up a rock and Sean's you're going to throw it through a window.
Sean's doing the thing when you didn't read the book. Yeah, and he's got to do the book report. He's like, I can value you.
Of something that was.
That is for sure book report energy. Like,
yeah.
If you want to know what happens with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, read it yourself.
10 pages.
Miss Gladstone, I could go you in and out. I could rehearse the whole goddamn book for you in and out. What's that going to do for you?
Touchstone of something.
What I think the book was.
I got a name.
It was a touchstone to something that happened before it.
It was a touchstone of something that was. A bastard, if you will.
That sounds like something David Sedaris was like, I can't call my book that.
Now, excuse me. I must go to the men's room. I have to masturbate.
Well, excuse me. I'm bleeding out the back of my head.
I'm bastioning in here.
It's like beating off when you're mad, you know?
Bastion. Yeah, I mean, that is it. It's my stepson.
Will you do me a solid? Read the actual definition.
Bastion, give me a beer.
Well, it's this two. It's this one that's actually part of a fort. It's like part of a fortification.
Okay.
A bastion. But though it's commonly used as an institution, place, or person strongly defending or upholding particular principles, not pinnacles, attitudes, or activities.
Oy.
Yeah.
Kind of like a touchstone.
Like a touchstone to something that was.
To something that was or something that will be.
I mean.
I'm going to say that it could describe
you're
it.
You're not like...
No.
Super wrong.
A touchstone is something that was
it's the
means everything.
It's the genius.
It's any word. It's anything. It's any of our words.
I could be wronger. For sure.
You could be wrong, but like you'd have to give him a C just based on the hubris of saying that.
A hard C.
No, I mean hubris is a touchstone to everything.
How would I describe hubris? A touchstone is something that was.
My version of that was always it's really about innocence lost, isn't it?
It's the story of America.
You motherfucker.
Touchstone of something that was.
God damn it. You
should get that tattooed on your forearm.
Bastion, of course, is Ariel's little friend from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Bastion Salamanzi skates for Primitive. He used to skate for Flip.
That's cool.
He's a young French boy that brought in full cab flips.
A French boy.
He's a young French boy.
Time for my third pick.
Made the earth sick.
We're going to make the earth sick.
Shout out to David.
I'm going to use the word malaise.
Ooh,
yeah.
Little white wine.
Yeah.
Put it on the fish.
That's a malaise.
You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh. Malaise on the side, now please.
That's how I refer to my ex-girlfriend.
I'm cutting carbs, so no malaise for me. But
is this malaise aioli?
We can't land in Phoenix tonight, ladies and gentlemen. There's it's a little malaise out.
Malaise aioli.
So we're going to land in Chandler.
Malaise.
Malaise.
Yeah. You know what malaise means.
One of you two, define it.
Well, it's a country in the Asia Pacific,
Malaysia.
But it is just like a general like sadness or like,
yeah,
right? Like I've been under
you're
a
in the funk.
It's a general feeling of discomfort.
Yeah.
Or like, illness, uneasiness.
Just those malaise days.
Yeah.
Then the sun shines and I see your face.
Or if like I walk into the kitchen, you're eating my chips and I'm like, malaise.
I'm a soleil malaise.
I'm hot malaise.
If you have multiple wives and you're going to the movies, malaise? Let's go to the movie.
What a sweet perfunctory perfume you have.
My fourth word is we use our word way more in emails than I do in real life, but I for sure get down with it on emails. And that word is heretofore.
Whoa.
I've never heard that word in my life.
You've never heard heretofore?
I don't think so.
Heretofore.
I've heard it three times now.
They're heretofore. The best Scandinavian band playing right now.
Heretofore. It's got a J in it.
All what, saws. Really? They all play saws.
They all play saws.
They play saws?
What's great about it is it's three words that they just jam together to make one word.
Use it.
Huh?
You.
Oh, I know. I was looking for my context. I'm blind as a bat.
What?
No, you look good, though.
What do you want to do?
Let me hear it for it.
You're coming to me complaining about my basketball shorts when heretofore you were fine with whatever I put in my legs. Around my legs.
See, now here's a world you weren't ready for.
My legs.
I still don't know what it means.
Damn.
Here's a curveball. I still wouldn't be able to use it.
And there are parrots in San Francisco where heretofore they were usually confined to jungle areas.
Okay. I might be able to use it now.
Try.
We used to skate at the skate park, but then it closed. Heretofore, we skated the other one. I didn't even get close.
No.
Shane tore us at the batting cages.
I nicked one.
So I nicked it.
Wait, is it a touchstone from...
It's a touchstone of something that was, obviously. God, we FaceTimed Shane at 3 a.m. Pacific last night.
Yeah. So funny. He was
3 a.m. your time.
Our time. He had just gotten home from Syracuse.
6 a.m. his time.
Woo.
So Buck.
He's the new Orangeman.
He went to see if they would consider changing their name to the Cranberryman.
Shigadoo.
Heretofore. Do you want to try using it again? I'd love to hear it.
I don't.
I would love to hear it.
I don't. Zach, do it.
Oh, man.
It's not all me.
Shane.
Rules.
Shane has probably hair that's slightly off his shoulder where heretofore used to be down to his back.
This wall, which heretofore had no burrito on it. suddenly has burrito suspiciously high up on it.
Taller than Shane's forehead.
There must have been a second burrito.
Heretofore.
All right, here's the facts.
Okay.
One person has a burrito.
Yes.
There's burrito on the wall.
Two facts.
It's taller than the person that has the burrito.
That's right.
We don't know it yet, but it's a fact that he did it.
Yeah.
I still don't know. I think...
Did he try to deny that he got burrito on the wall?
He's going to deny it again.
Yeah. Again?
This. As soon as he hears this, he's going to get
mad. You
know
the story, right?
He'll get mad.
I've heard it vaguely.
We were sitting on Zach's couch. We
went to Ole Ole.
We all had finished our food. Shane. So here's what I think happened. Shane got up and he tripped on the end table that was by the couch because he tried to take the shortcut to get to the kitchen. Instead of going the long way that was like 3 feet longer, he took the shortcut, tripped, and I think he had burrito on his hand and smashed it into the wall.
He had burrito on his non,
which is why it was above
hand.
His forehead.
Edward burrito
no
hands.
Remorse.
Edward burrito and blood on his hands. Burrito on his hands.
Are you still allowed to a party? I'm not allowed to drink until I eat both these burritos.
Edward burrito hands. I would play Edward burrito hands.
Me too.
I'm gonna play Edward tonight, Jersey Mike's hands. Yeah. For about 20 minutes here.
Edward Mike Jersey Mike 40
is
hands.
A bad guy. You don't want to meet that guy.
Jersey Michael Hams?
Edward Jersey Michael Hams?
Dave was playing.
Hi, my name's Edward Jersey Michael Hams.
Dave was playing Jersey Michael Hams last night. And they were both tuna, so he went home.
Oh, yeah. Jersey Michael Hams is actually going to go first in the draft, I'm thinking. He's got just core.
The top end speed?
Yeah. The guy's solid.
Man. David, time for your fourth pick.
Okay. My fourth pick is a word. It's another one of those words that's pretty simple, but it's just, you know, it's like putting a pig in a dress. If that sounds fancier. Either way, we're going to kiss.
Yeah.
I pick corollary.
Corollary.
Oh.
Yeah.
From my understanding, dying out in these today's oceans.
Yeah. No, yeah. The Australia took a hit. The Great Corollary Reef.
Now, Sean, I hate to keep doing this.
You do not hate it at all. You don't hate it one bit, you fucking liar.
This sounds like conjecture to me.
You don't know. You don't
love
know
it. I will try
Beast
to find corollary.
The forest of my mind.
I have absolutely no idea what corollary means. So you can.
And as
you
a corollary, can, you're kind of an idiot.
Bang. That's the sentence?
As a corollary?
It. No, I didn't. It's like.
Don't define
I went
it.
To the store today. And as a corollary, I'll be eating steak for dinner.
Heretofore, I have steak to dinner.
A touchstone of something that is.
Yes. Yes, he nailed it. Yes. C. Hard C. I give you a hard C on that.
My man's going to community college.
He is. Glendale Community
College. Mama got accepted into hard CC.
I need 5 hard CCs. 5 hard cc's of penicillin for some reason.
A direct or natural consequence or result, corollary. Or a proposition that follows from and is often appended to. Don't forget that part. One already proved.
Totally.
I got a couple cases appending.
That's basically what I said.
We can after this, we should kill a couple corollary lights in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Some light cc's.
Shotgun some corollary lights.
Yeah.
Some C-minuses.
Yeah.
Remember when I heard my older brother call a Coors Light a C-minus for the first time? I was like, whoa.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
No, I've never.
Have you ever heard that?
I'm from Colorado, yeah.
Yeah, man. C-minuses? Right. A report card full of them last night.
Despite all the rigorous
studying
did.
Yeah.
Still got C-minuses.
2.003.
Keep living like that. I'm going to have a corollary by the time I'm 60. Sion, time for your fourth pick.
So here's the pick that ended up being 2 words. Hearsay. I use hearsay. I think it makes you sound smart.
Yeah.
And I spelled it so wrong
that it auto-corrected. Awesome. I had hearsay on my list as well.
Really? H-E-R-E-S-A-Y is what it auto-corrected to because I spelled it so wrong.
These are, it's like, you love legal H-E-A-R? Terms.
I don't know
conjecture and hearsay are pretty similar, right?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I went to Harvard Law.
They're corollaries.
Mom, what you're telling me, is it conjecture or hearsay?
Yes.
Oh, they do. Yeah, I didn't think about that. They are kind of the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
I feel like hearsay has a little bit more of a negative tinge to it. Conjecture is like, just discussing things back and forth, and there's nowhere to go. But
I don't like to get wrapped up in hearsay.
Yeah.
It's all about the hearsay, shearsay bullshit.
Yeah, hearsay. How do you spell it, by the way?
H-E-A-R-S-A-Y.
No shit.
Yeah.
All right.
There's also heresy, which is a very, you know, similar. Yeah.
You definitely used that word before.
Heresy.
Yeah, he's heresy. Wow. Yeah.
Heretic.
I said heretic.
Usually screaming.
I said heretic way more than you think I have. For sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hearsay.
Hearsay.
It's hearsay. Big Ivan Carmel draft for you, dude. A lot of legal terms.
He's going to be stoked.
Zach, time for your fourth and then final picks.
Yeah. Fourth pick, I'm going to go transubstantiation.
What?
Ooh. Yeah, dude, they don't let me do that anymore because they used to pay for the pint, but not anymore.
Transubstantiation.
What did you just say, Sean?
Substabiation. Hold it.
I don't want any substabiation in this dance arena. First of all, I know you carry knives.
Turnabout is fair play. I have no idea what this word is. Let me try to guess what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
You're going to get it right, probably, you dickhead. God.
If you break it down to the root word.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Submarine sandwich.
Submarine sandwich on a train.
Gas station.
A sandwich you eat on a train?
A gas station submarine sandwich that used to be a girl.
Yeah.
Is that
what it is?
Is that
was
what it,
barely okay?
No.
Right? Wait, let me.
That was barely okay. Wouldn't have been okay if I said it.
Why?
It's just.
Oh God, no, it's funny that you said that, but transubstantiation, is it like blaming one thing on another, even though they're not connected, but trying to connect them?
No, it's it's very specific. I only know it because I took a bunch of Reformation classes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's what separates Lutheranism and Protestantism.
Oh, I never had a chance.
From Catholics. It's
really?
Basically
the 95 Theses.
So Catholics believe that the body of Christ is actually the body of Christ, whereas transubstantiation is basically like, no, this is a symbol. It's not, you're not actually digesting
the body and blood of Christ. Like, yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's Jesus' body.
And I very use it so rarely. But when I get to...
I think you feel smart as fuck when you do.
It's a hoagie that used to have a hangdown, right?
It's a what that used to?
A hoagie.
A hoagie that used to have a hangdown?
Oh, boy.
I'm very hungry.
Can I
just get a sandwich?
Got a show on CBS coming out, man. I can't comment on any of this. Oh, man. Over here trying to talk about the Eucharist.
The Eucharist is another. God, that's a
good one. Are you Eucharist? I'm the Eucharist, bro. Transubstantiation.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Fifth, final pick.
Did you know that one, Sean?
No.
I don't know.
Did I know?
No. Yeah, that could have been some Midwestern shit, you know.
Yeah, it could be anywhere.
Was it Pertnir? Did you pick Pertnir?
No,
yes,
no.
I did know what it means.
Pertnir. Man, a lot on the board, but I'm going to go...
Man, a lot on the board. A lot of words out there. A
lot of words.
A lot of words, I say. Nouveau riche?
Oh, ho, ho. Oh, ho, ho. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been saying that a lot, baby. Yeah.
That's the thing you put in to try to get pregnant, right?
No, she can't get pregnant with a Nouveau
Riche. Oh, she can't. All right. Put the goalie in.
It lasts for 3 months.
That Nouveau Riche is like a Patrick Roy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nothing's getting by. Hot loads in the Nouveau Riche. Dumping them all day.
Got a hot goalie. Yeah. Hot loads. Oh.
I don't like hearing you say hot loads, but I do though too.
Kind of like it.
It's funny.
That's the problem with hot loads.
Way tighter than I wanted it to be, I'll tell you that.
At first you're like, I'm not into it, but then you're like, I'm kind of into it.
Do you want to try to take a stab at Nouveau Riche, or are you not interested?
I did. It's putting the goalie in.
Mike.
No, I don't want to try to. Well, right, cool. I mean,
it's
crazy
it's
because I have no idea.
Yeah.
What it means. Use it in a sentence, please, and then I'll give it a shot because that's what the people want. They want to get in a wreck on their way home because they're laughing at how dumb I am.
The Kardashians are an example of Nouveau Riche.
Yeah, for sure.
Rich?
French for Armenian. No.
Me mean rich? Snobby? Famous?
It's from what I understand. from my limited but extended vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. Vocabulary.
I think it's someone, it's like new money. It's someone who's like risen in stature, but they don't know how to like operate within that world.
That's exactly what it is.
All right.
They're tacky, my dear.
Yes.
Kind of like somebody who would get his first real job and buy a dartboard.
Yeah.
And a puzzle table.
Yeah, and a lot of video games.
Let's not start throwing the puzzle table under the bus.
It's Shane at any restaurant.
I'd like the scallops on a cheeseburger.
Can we put hollandaise sauce on the ribs?
Yeah. I'll pay for it all, but can we act like we're splitting it anyways? It's more fun for me.
Nouveau riche.
I just think this word sounds fun. I don't know if I've ever even used it, honestly, but if I ever get to, I'm excited. Affidavit.
You are going so legal. What are you just like, open up a
I
legal
feel like
dictionary?
You've just been to court and not known what was happening.
You've been hanging out with your Orphalians?
That's what I feel
going
like.
On.
I've been to court.
They said
you
a lot.
Said, you said, fuck David. F a David, you said.
F a David.
I saw it.
Love a David. Support a David.
I'm not happy about it.
F a David.
He's mad because
it sounds like a, it's
he's
a rare
mad
word.
I got one of those nouveau riches. I can't get pregnant.
Do you know what affidavit means? Did you look it up?
It's like a, I didn't, but I know it's like a test, like a testimony, right? Kinda
mm-hmm.
written.
Yeah,
signed affidavit.
Man, when you paused after a test, I was really worried. It's like a test you have to take.
Is this a test?
The it's affidavit a test
ATs
of what you said legally.
Yeah, I just think it sounds cool. That was one for me that I didn't really. I've never
signed
used
affidavit. Laura, we can't get married if you don't have the signed affidavit.
Also, how do you spell it?
Do you know?
I don't.
I do.
Well, your dad's a lawyer. David, how do you spell affidavit?
A-F-F-A-D-A-V-I-T.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yo, don't play me.
Stop it. Can I have your sandwich?
No.
Don't be a dickhead. Give me your sandwich.
Oh, man.
You're going to talk all this affidavit shit and then think I'm going to be out here giving you sandwich bites?
The official AFED laptop almost went ass over tea kettle on that one. I was laughing pretty hard.
Don't be such a fucking dickhead. Can I have your sandwich,
give me, can I have it? Back at we were like Christmas. I don't know. This might have been 10 years ago. I forget. But like someone would open a present and then my brother, Bear, would be like, I want that. And then he would grab it and take it.
That's really funny.
So fucking funny.
That's a really funny Christmas
oh
bit.
Oh my God. It's so good.
That's a really funny Christmas bit.
Affidavit, dude.
Yeah, it just sounds fun to me.
Damn.
I could say all these words in court for
they
sure.
They all sound like sex trafficking rings, your word. You put them together.
That's
what I use for birth
anyway,
control.
Moving on.
Oh, it's my turn.
Anyway, we don't need to dwell on that. Nothing to see here. Moving on.
Affidavit.
David 40. To David's pick.
Mine is sublimate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It just sounds cool. Like, right. I got to sublimate all this nouveau riche into buying a dartboard. That's what.
I've got the vinyl of 40 Ounce to Freedom if you want to go into my bedroom and sublimate.
Sean and I were sublimates the other night. We're blasting some blood.
It got messy.
Yeah. The final pick, my final pick, is going to be the word acrimonious.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yes.
The divorce
that
was
is where the fear Aladdin of spiders. Met Jasmine.
You couldn't see it because it's an audio medium, but David put his hand on John's knee.
As if to say, I'll carry the load for a while until you're forced to try to define this.
Which is rest, happening
rest easy,
now.
Big kitty.
I don't know.
Take your final breath. Acrimonious?
Is it a retired football player? Is that what it means?
Acrimonious LeVert.
Yeah. Why don't you acrimonious?
He was the first tailback in the wishbone back in Nebraska.
He's good. He
legs
he's
like a mule.
State senator now.
Yeah.
Before I learned to act right, I was acrimonious.
Yeah, no, I don't know what it means.
You ever heard it before?
I'm divorces sure are quite often acrimonious.
Loud, big, muscular.
What? This is our divorce. So you call your kid
a loud, big, muscular ex-football player.
Acrimonious is the third lawyer between conjecture and
well, he was the other Orphalian.
Yeah.
He was married in.
Oh.
Or Folly and O'Folly in an Acrimonious.
The fall before the O'Folian.
Quincy Acrimonious will be late today.
Acrimonious. It's O'Folly and O'Folly versus Loud, Big, and Muscular.
That would be the firm that I'd go to. That's a lot of DUIs at that firm.
That's all they handle.
You'll be expecting mail from Loud, Big, and Muscular. Just so you know.
You'll be hearing from Loud, Big, and Muscular.
God help you if
I named all three of my testicles.
Hi, my name's Kyle Muscular.
Loud, Big, and Muscular.
No, Loud, Big's one word.
Loud, Big.
Loud, Big, Von Beethoven.
And the other one's called And Muscular.
And Muscular. Loud, Big, my left one,
And Muscular.
Yeah. My left one's Loud, Big. My right one's And
Loud,
Muscular.
Loud, Big, Von Beethoven.
Loud, Big, Von Beef. Loud, Big.
Loud, Big, Von.
Loud, Big. This is so we're clear.
Get it out.
Loud, Big, Von Beethoven.
That's great music.
My name.
Don't make fun of my family castle.
Hi, Comedy Central. My name is Loud, Big, Von Beethoven.
Shane, we know it's you. Oh, you've already been on this channel.
Oh.
Loud, Big. Yeah, my boy Loud Big's coming over. He just got out. He parked his car at prison for 10 years.
Acrimonious, it means angry or bitter. I have an acrimonious relationship with every other car on the road when I'm driving to work.
I feel like for I example, just got out of the dishwasher.
I was laughing so hard.
I'm like, I don't know if I have any juice left.
This is probably what it feels like to just finish time traveling.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Or to run a long ways.
Yeah. Well, that wraps it up. Acrimonious being the final pick. Zach, you went first. And you took vis-a-vis, draconian, portend, transubstantiation, and then nouveau riche. Sean, you went second. You took conjecture, hubris, pinnacle, hearsay, and then affidavit.
Those are all of him shouting at court.
Conjecture. That's all from the same day you got probation. Yeah.
David, you went third. You took tangential, quarantine, bastion, corollary, and sublimate.
Yep.
Yep.
All your sons.
I went last.
Sublimate for it. This is quarantine. This is sublimate.
I'm going to be in New York for like 6 months. I'm going to sublimate my townhouse in the valley. I went last. I took perfunctory, umbrage, malaise, heretofore, and acrimonious.
Yours sounds delicious.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Sounds like a spread.
What a nice bowl.
We have a nice perfunctory cod dish with a beautiful umbrage of malaise. And
oh, my gosh.
Ooh, we left a lot of good ones on the board, man.
I had autonomy.
Svengali.
Mercurial.
Svengali.
Yeah.
Trist was on there.
Trist.
I.E. I don't know if that would have counted, but
anatomically.
Well, anatomically.
Teetotaler.
Solipsistic.
Pertinent.
Pertinent.
Sepsis.
Swarthy.
Circumnavigate.
I think swarthy makes me sound swarthy.
Fastidious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did we cavorting? Did we do that one?
I don't think we did.
Okay. I was wondering if we did, and I didn't feel like looking it up.
Valetudinarian.
What the fuck is that?
That's a great question.
All right, yeah.
Zach's dead.
It's a touchstone.
Zach disappeared, but his clothes are still here.
And he just throws a smoke bomb.
And, and they still hold his form, but he's for
Zach turned into Ra's al Ghul.
I had Animorphs.
Steven. Goosebumps. You just started naming book titles.
Amelia Bedelia.
The giving tree. Well, that wraps up the podcast vis-a-vis drafting words that we think make us sound smart. And although we were rather draconian about making Sean define some of these words, his ignorance of them does not portend anything bad for his future. He's a very nice, smart guy. He's getting married soon, perhaps in a church where transubstantiation happens. It'll be full of people, old money, broke people. Even the nouveau riche might be showing up in the form of David Borey and I. And I say that as conjecture. I think we're actually both very tasteful people, though I haven't seen this townhouse in the valley lately. It is a bit, shows hubris me saying that, and perhaps the pinnacle of hubris if you really want to get into it. It's hearsay is what it is, Sean. It's hearsay. And I will present a sworn affidavit at the door of anyone who thinks my friend is nouveau riche Well, that is tangential to what we were saying. I kind of got off on sidetrack here, and I will now quarantine that thought for a moment. This is the last bastion of sanity in this godforsaken world right now. A corollary to that is there are other good podcasts, but this is one of them. So we have to sublimate my ego for a moment so we can continue to exist in the entertainment industry, although I only give it a perfunctory effort because, as everyone knows, I'm kind of egotistical, the umbrage of which has never caught up with me, so you know, I'm going to keep acting the way I have until a malaise strikes me. My comeuppance, if you will. A dark cloud washing over the Carmel household, which has heretofore been brilliant and kissed by the sun and good fortune. At which point, I will develop an acrimonious relationship with my own psyche and dive into the bottle.
Jesus, dude. Wow. That was, I mean, I don't, you don't need any more wind in your sails.
Hard
that
work
was so
all day in the gym. Yeah.
By myself.
One pillow. No pillowcase.
All day alone.
Oh my
God. That was awesome.
You, for those of you who can't see, I lit the lighter.
He lit the lighter.
Yeah.
We want to hear your words, of course, All Family Everything. Hit us up at All Fantasy Pod on Twitter, allfantasypodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. Shout out to Super Producer Marissa Melnick.
Yeah.
We love you. Shout out to Super Producer Marissa Melnick's picture of her as a kid.
Seriously.
That's that was her Twitter picture.
Awesome.
You dork. We love you.
Headband is the best.
Oh, my God. What a precious little kid.
I have not seen Marissa in such a long time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. We see her all the time.
Damn it.
Bro. What else? Oh! The AFE Patreon members. There's about 800 of you right now. Thank you
on the dot
so much
yeah
for holding us down. We could not do what we do without you. We love you.
It's bananas.
So much. We're about to start putting out playlists every yep month. I think we'll start that in February.
You guys paid for this Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, yeah. He paid the Jersey Michael hands, dude. And,
you guys paid for a fucking wedding ring. How about that?
That's right. Straight that's up right.
I wouldn't have been able to do that a year
paid
ago
for it. Yes, then Sean stole one.
And the crazy thing, it wasn't for any of the three of us. Michael Bolton. We gave it to Michael Bolton. Yeah. So shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit and the Patreon. That's what I was talking about. Oof. I started bleeding out of the back of my head after I did that whole run of all the words. You know what I mean? So like,
yeah, I saw stigmata just open up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Butterfly effect, dude.
Stigmata they come. Butterfly effect. Stigmata they fall.
What's a stigmata with you?
Nothing. Shout out to St. Sue Carmel. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to Horseback Riding on the Beach,
shout
bro.
Shout out to Harvest Snaps.
Shout out to Harvest Snaps. Shout out to Pure Leaf Sweet Tea. shout out to Bill Walton.
Shout out to Malaise.
Yeah, Malaise. He's got Malaise.
Shout
out
to Walton Goggins, dude.
Shout out to Walton Goggins. I saw him at Proof Bakery, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
What was he getting?
Food.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's who you went. You went, what are you getting? Food?
What are you getting? Food?
Nice.
Me too.
You can get a lot of it here.
It's kind of an industry thing to get, huh? I'm in it. I'm
you,
in the industry.
You in the scene?
Yeah.
You run around with a pinnacle in your mouth?
Let me ask you a question. You in the entertainment industry? Pinnacle? Run around the house with a pinnacle? That's perfect. Laser! Yeah, man. So other than that, and most importantly, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Be a dusty tootle.
That was a HeadGum podcast.